Hey, Forward Madison fans, it's Rob. We are just finished up with the post-game press conference after that huge win over Greenville with the stoppage time winner from Juan Galindres. We'll hear from him and from Christian Chaney and from Wolfgang Prentice in a moment. First, I just have to mention that during our chat with Matt Glazer, my batteries died on my little recorder device thingy. So after his audio cuts out, I asked him about the substitution, the halftime substitution of Christian Chaney for Devin Boyce, whether that was just because Boyce was on the yellow card or because they wanted more attacking. And he said, basically, you know, if we're at home, we want to win at home, we're going to make attacking substitutions, which is interesting. I've never heard him say that before. And then Alex asked him the next question, and you'll hear that. And then the rest of the audio is there. Thanks to Kylie Wunschel, who does the public relations and media relations and all that kind of stuff for Forward Madison. She came through. She's a hero because she went and found me 4 AA batteries so I could turn my machine back on. All right, here's the post-game audio. And we're now joined by head coach Matt Glazer after that fantastic victory over Greenville Triumph. Matt, give us how are you feeling right now? What's the mood?
Yeah, obviously just happy to get the win. I feel like we needed a good performance, a good result. It's kind of been going against us a little bit the last few weeks. So I think for the guys to come in and get a great team win where everybody contributed, subs, starters, grind it out, score a late goal at home in front of the home fans. We needed it. You know, we needed it badly because we've been a little bit unfortunate, I think, in the last few games with the results and even the performances. So mm-hmm. I think still a long way to go, but really pleased with the effort that the guys put in. It's something that I asked for them, you know, before the game to give that.
Yeah, especially bouncing back after that loss last weekend in Lexington. I mean, what changed from last week to this week? What was this week of training like?
I got into them a little bit after that. Obviously, we have to be a team that has accountability. You know, we have to be a team that has the hard conversations and looks each other in the eye when something that shouldn't happen happens, and which is obviously what happened in Lexington. And we have to learn. It's the only way to move forward. Look, it's not the finished product by any means. It's a constant learning process. But I was really happy after I laid into them a little bit earlier in the week with the response, the training, even guys that are – we have competition in the team for places. Mm-hmm. Obviously mixed the lineup up a little bit tonight. But starters, subs, everybody impacted the game, and that's what ultimately I would like us to be with the quality that we have on the
Speaking
roster.
Of that lineup, you know, Christian Chaney, Juan Galindres start last week, and they start on the bench this week. Was that based on their performance last weekend, or is that just?
No, I mean, well, Juan didn't start last week. Davia, Augustine picked up a little quad injury.
Okay,
so he wasn't involved. Chaney's obviously coming back from an injury, so we have three
games
this week, two on the road, two very difficult road games upcoming. So we kind of
how do you have those conversations with the players, you know, like a guy like Devin coming off who's been contributing so much this season for you, you know, how do you have those conversations on the sideline when they're coming off and to like keep a good relationship going as a coach and a player?
It's just you have to be willing to be the bad guy sometimes and have the difficult conversations. And the guys know, I tell them every week that, you know, I brought this team here. I brought all these players here. At the end of the day, it's on me. I put my trust and belief in all of them, and I really like all of them as people, and we have good personal relationships. So part of the professional soccer business is can't play all 19, 20 guys. I wish I could. But they understand that, and they work through it, and guys are going to get opportunities, and that's just part of the business. It's the same when, you know, if I'm having a conversation with Chaney, who was our leading scorer last year, and he's coming off the bench tonight, and having that conversation with him, and just saying, hey, look, this is the plan. We got to put the team first, and I think that's always been our thing, team first, and guys are bought into that, try to keep everyone happy, but it's never going to be possible. But just try to be professional and remember that we put the team before everything.
And now joining us, Wolfgang Prentice, who scored not quite the fastest goal in Fort Madison history, but pretty close, in the second minute. Tell us about just that sequence of that goal in the first, 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I made a good off-ball movement, and Zemo saw me making the run, and yeah, I was just there. Right place at the right time, you know, and then I got the finish.
And you're not going to miss from there, right?
Yeah.
But that got things rolling, right? And talk to us then about then you give up a goal right before halftime. How does that, is that like a gut punch kind of thing? We're going to bounce back now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just one of those games where it was just who wanted it more. I think as long as we just kept a good mentality going, and we did, we didn't give up. We didn't necessarily play the greatest necessarily, but I mean, we didn't give up until the end, and I mean, we got a result because of it, so that's all that matters.
Well, that's the thing. Not only do you give up the equalizer, you go behind, and then you claw your way back as a team, and that's one thing Matt has talked about the whole time he's been here is grit and resilience, and you're feeling that now? What's the mood in the locker room right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of stuff to work on, but I mean, I think the team spirit's definitely there now. I mean, we definitely needed that win for the team morale, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was good. It was a good team effort, good team win, for sure.
What happened during this week to come off of that loss last week in pretty rough fashion? You guys could have been hanging your heads all week, but what was the training like this week to get to this place?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, as a group, we got together and we said we really got to turn this around and we got to really make a difference. And I think the guys took that personally, and I think it really carried over to this game.
So going into a match, obviously it's hard to start strong. What did you guys do in like the warm-ups? Was there anything that you got, like, did coach give a really good speech? How did you guys get riled up to come out flying like that? Because you guys came with a different energy, I think, today in the first.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good game plan to really just go in behind and really get in there and really give them some pressure, and then the warm-up was really sharp as well, so I think we're all ready for this game, so it was good.
It showed.
Thanks a lot, Wolfie.
Thank you.
And joining us now, the two heroes of the evening, Christian Chaney, Juan Galindres. How you feeling, guys?
Really good, man. Really good. Much needed win for the boys tonight, and goals from the two of us is always a pleasure as well.
Talk us through pen's a pen, but talk us through your approach to the penalty to level it at 2-2.
I mean, I do them every single day, like, you know, every day in training, in between drills.
But sometimes, does it get in your head when it's
No, not at all. Like I just told a couple of the guys, you know, I came to the club to be the guy that takes that weight on my shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be the guy that they say, hey, Chaney got it, you know. So when I step up to the PK, it's like I'm just trying to do me, you know. To me, it's silent, you know. I'm in front of my natural spot, and I like it. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Now, and we were just scrutinizing the video, but did you get a heel on that cross from Jay, or did
you? Yeah, I did. I touched it. Tengo la asistencia, no. Para tu gol.
Or did you just leave it?
Maybe. For me, yes.
Yeah. I definitely hit that. I flicked that.
Take credit for it.
I know, beautiful. I flicked that to him, for sure.
Well, it's hard to tell if you just decided to leave it or if you just. But
well, I swung my foot and then I hit it with my other one. You guys can see on camera, but it's my assist for sure.
Okay, definitely.
Riquelme.
Riquelme, no.
But what's the thought process? I mean, did you know Juan was behind you?
Yeah, well, I knew he was behind me, but at the same time, striker to striker, you know, we work with each other every single day, you know what I mean, and we see the work and the heart that we put into what happens, you know. So sometimes players, just to get going, especially through moments of like a dry spell as a striker, you need those, you know. You need someone to give you the unselfish tap-in. Mm-hmm. Not saying it was a tap-in, because it was a great finish, you know.
Yeah.
But I seen he was there. I'm so confident in his abilities, and I knew that if I hit it first time, it was a little behind me. Mm. I might blow it over to the restaurant across the street, you know. Who knows? So I left it to him.
Yeah,
let him do that, you know.
Yeah. Juan, tell us about you see the ball coming from him. What's going through your mind?
Que viste que yo dejé el balón. ¿Qué está pasando en tu mente?
Yo cuando juego contigo sé que puede hacer algo diferente, dejar pasar el balón o hacer un 1-2. Entonces estaba esperando que tú controlaras y pegaras al segundo rebote o que la dejaras pasar, y la dejaste pasar y fue gol.
He says that he knows that when we play together, like we like to combine, we like to do 1-2s. We were both cheeky in the sense where, you know, he thought, hey, if he takes a shot, it could bounce back to me, or I might do what I did. So he was just waiting for that moment, knowing that unselfishly we like to play with each other, you know. Yeah. We're always thinking, hey, what's the best way to score, not who's going to score. Mm. And that's what he was waiting for.
Now, what's the we asked some of the other guys too about the sort of the bounce back from tough game last week. Yeah, go ahead.
How did you guys develop, like, how long do you feel like it took you to develop that chemistry? You guys have, you know, a past experience playing together, or is this just come through time and training here?
No, we've never played with each other before, ever. You know, I talked to him here and there, we played against each other a few times, but it's one of those things where, like, he sits next to me in the locker room, you know, we have a I guess you could say, a Latin connection with each other. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where you just enjoy football so much mm-hmm. that some things are just natural, you know? Okay. I'm not saying it's the best connection yet, you have in mind, you know, and it's still new. And we still have very, very minimal minutes played together, but it's only gonna grow. It's just one of those things where sometimes with certain players, you guys just connect, you know?
¿Cómo en su experiencia ha Cristian ayudado en este cambio aquí en Madison?
Desde el primer día que firmé, recibí el apoyo de Cristian, queriendo jugar conmigo, porque ya nos conocíamos, hemos hablado, entonces ayudó mucho para poder llegar acá y sentirme como en casa. Entonces, en este momento que hago mi primer gol, y gracias a que él también asistió sin tocarlo, tocando el balón, habla de lo que se vio reflejado desde el primer día que firmé, que es la ayuda de él, y estoy muy contento de poder marcar mi gol y poderlo celebrar con él en el campo.
Can you translate that a little bit?
All right, so I'm gonna do my best here.
I can translate if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's pretty much since the day he signed, I seen he signed, you know, Matt told me we were signing him, and I said, great, you know, I think highly of him. So I reached out to him, told him, hey, I'm glad you're coming. I think we could tear the league apart, you know. I know it's gonna be a grind, because, you know, we're two similar players. We're not used to having two guys like us on the field, but, you know, I think that helps him, that helps us to know that we're coming in not to battle each other, you know. I mean, yeah, competition's gonna happen, but more to help each other, to help grow, to help the team and to score goals. And I think that helps the transition a lot as well.
I'm curious about this, but what training's been like this week and bouncing back from that loss last weekend and to get to this performance, and not only this decent performance, but just to come flying out of the gates, you know, at the beginning of the game and then to finish this strong like he did. What happened this week that got you to this place?
I mean, honestly, it's been a collective maybe 3 or 4 weeks, you know? I think three or four weeks where we've just been not getting the results that we feel we deserve. You mm-hmm. know, sometimes I think oftentimes we're the better team.
Yeah.
But we struggle to score sometimes. Sometimes we struggle to stay locked in for the last 10, 15 minutes of the games, and we let points slip away. Mm-hmm. So I think these last couple of weeks of training, Matt really focused on just getting that dog in us again, you know, grinding games out, fighting to the end, always believing that we could score, always believing that we have a chance in the game. And I think that finally showed, you know, like Coach said, the quality wasn't exactly where we should be. And even that being said, we won 3-2. We put 3 goals in the net, not even at our best game, you know? Mm-hmm. So that just shows that the ceiling is high. We haven't even scraped the roof yet. And I think once we continue to play, combine the level of consistency with the emotion and the heart that we put into the games, it's just gonna skyrocket from there.
Yeah. I'm good, thank you. Right. Actually, one thing. I could have maybe translated, but what I really like about this is, you know, you get to see the relationship that you guys have, and like you can clearly understand him on a different wavelength and a different mm-hmm. way. And so I could have maybe done that, but I think hearing it from you two is like unique and special.
Yeah. Que él podría traducir, pero él creo que él piensa que era mejor que yo.
Claro.
Se conocen, ¿no? Sí. Esa relación, amigos, se entienden otro nivel.
Sí.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias a ustedes. Dale, Flamingos.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you, guys.